I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. Well, the Inyo County Water Commission meeting will be April 23rd at 6 p.m. Location's going to be at the Inyo County Consolidated Office Building, Room 100, at 1360 North Main Street here in Bishop, that building right next to Grocery Outlet. The meeting will be conducted in person and via Zoom webinar. The Zoom link and agenda can be found on our website at sierrawave.net. On April 8/15 at approximately 11:40 p.m., officers responded to Tyrol Lane in Mammoth Lakes for a report of an assault. Upon arrival, one stabbing victim was located and transported to Mammoth Hospital. The victim was later flown out for higher care and remains in critical condition. One suspect was arrested and officers are currently on the scene processing evidence. There is no threat to the community. Well, we posted on our Facebook page an article worth reading to protect your PC. A disgruntled hacker dropped a second zero-day Windows Defender exploit just hours after Microsoft patched the first one. A vindictive security researcher has publicly dropped a second Windows Defender privilege escalation exploit less than 2 weeks after Microsoft scrambled to plug the first one. The vigilante is threatening to start releasing even more dangerous remote code execution exploits because Microsoft mopped the floor with me, he said. Inyo National Forest is planning prescribed fire operations beginning today, pending all required approvals. The piles are located at the June Mountain Ski Area on the upper part of the mountain. Estimate this work to be completed hopefully Friday as weather conditions allow. We use prescribed burns to help reduce overgrown vegetation to help protect local communities, infrastructures, and natural resources from wildfires. Prescribed fires planned for the area include June Mountain Ski Area Vegetation Management Project, which is about 18 acres. Residents may experience smoke during the prescribed burns. For more detailed information about air quality, go to Air Now online or download the app. When driving, slow down and turn on your headlights when you encounter smoke on the road. We evaluate weather conditions in the hours before a burn begins. If conditions warrant scheduled prescribed fire, activities may be canceled. Stay informed about the scheduled prescribed fires throughout the forest website, social media channels. Notify county emergency management officials when burning begins. Caltrans has new incoming traffic impacts in Inyo County. North Sierra Highway utility work on US 395 from Paha Lane to Brockman Lane in Bishop. The outside lane and shoulders in both directions will close for utility work Monday and Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. Moving up the hill into Mono County, the Bodie Road utility work on US 395 near State Route 270, which is Bodie Road. The southbound shoulder will close while utility crews work in the shoulder on Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delay. Then there's the Green Creek Road utility work on US 395 from State Route 270 to Green Creek Road near Bridgeport. The southbound shoulder will close while utility crews replace poles on Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. June Lake utility work on State Route 158 from Aspen Road to Powerhouse Road. Utility crews will replace poles on Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be one-way traffic control. Drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Mammoth Lakes utility work on State Route 203 from Forest Trail to Mammoth Knolls Drive. The westbound shoulder will close while utility crews replace poles on Thursday from 8 to 4 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. These are just the new incoming. There's ongoing impacts that can be found at sierrawave.net. Bishop Union High School track and field faced a tough matchup against Kern Valley High School track and field, but delivered a number of strong performances and personal best across multiple events, while Kern Valley's depth in hurdles and distance proved to be the difference. BUHS athletes competed with intensity and continue to show progress as the season moves forward. Despite falling short in the team score, Bishop Union athletes recorded multiple top finishes and personal bests with a strong mix of experienced upperclassmen and developing underclassmen. The Broncos continue to build momentum heading toward the HDL championships. Next track meet will be in Yerington Invite Saturday, April 18th. For all stats, visit our website at sierrawave.net. Friday night markets are coming back in May. Get ready for a night of food, shopping, and dancing in downtown Bishop. Whether you're looking for a signature drink or some live tunes, we've got you covered. It's going to be May 15th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. on Academy Street in downtown Bishop. For entertainment, we've got Harry Andreas Band. And then for drinks, the bar provided by Amigos Mexican Restaurant. Specialty, stop by the Amigos booth for a signature market margarita. Parking information, you know, please use the designated parking area located behind Academy on Church Street. It's sponsored by the City of Bishop and court-appointed special advocates for children. We've also posted out there on our website a really great article, and you can find it on Facebook as well. Do unto your employees, be the reason someone wants to come to work, by William Brown. What's new at Bishop Twin Theater? Well, drama rated R. It's a psychological romantic drama starring Zendaya and Robert Pattinson as a couple whose relationship faces a severe crisis just before their wedding. Released by A24 Studios, the movie follows the couple as a shocking confession from the past triggers intense emotional turmoil, shifting from a romantic premise to a dark, complex examination of a relationship. Staying over is the Super Mario Galaxy movie, rated PG. For showtimes and more information, go to bishoptwintheater.com. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We're also on that thing called x.com. For 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. And like I said, the people who shape it, well, that would be that really great article you need to go out and read by William Brown.